You got attuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. Those of you who recall the last legislative session may remember the battle over so-called sanctuary cities. While there's no official definition of a sanctuary city, the label came to stand for those towns and municipalities with policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration agents. The GOP-led Texas Senate pushed through a bill that would punish local officials who don't cooperate with immigration requests, while giving law enforcement officers the green light to ask about the immigration status of people they detain or arrest, SB4, perhaps you've heard of it. Well, the battle over sanctuary cities has been politically polarizing, to say the least, but round two may be coming if Austin Councilman Greg Kassar has his way. On Thursday, the Austin City Council will consider a package of proposals which would make Austin what you might call the state's first, not sanctuary city, but freedom city. He's been pushing the idea of Freedom City policies on the editorial pages, and today he joins us on the Texas Standard. Councilman, welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us what you mean by Freedom City.
The goal of Freedom City's policies is to ensure that everybody is treated as fairly and equitably in our criminal justice system and by law enforcement as possible. And it's an expansion beyond the old sanctuary cities way of thinking, and instead thinking about the fact that people of color in particular are being overcharged, over-arrested, over-policed, and over-punished by our criminal justice system, and that we should establish Freedom City's policies so that everyone is treated more fairly by our police departments and our jails.
Give me a practical sense of how a Freedom City policy might look. In fact, you're working up one right now for the city of Austin.
One of the key components of our Freedom City policy is to end unnecessary arrests for minor nonviolent misdemeanors. We traditionally at the police department and in police departments across Texas give out tickets or citations for nonviolent misdemeanors. But because we give wide breadth of discretion to police departments to arrest people if they so see fit, we end up seeing statistics like here in Austin, Austin Police Department is 7 times more likely to arrest you for possessing a small amount of marijuana if you're Black than if you're white.
How do you remove that discretionary element as a practical matter?
There will still be some amount of discretion for our police officers to ensure the health and safety of everyone. And so, of course, if there is any danger to any person, then the police officer would still have full discretion.
A danger to a person.
Yeah, but in the cases where there isn't a danger to any person, somebody is just driving while their license is invalid or has a small amount of marijuana or drug paraphernalia on them, right now, traditionally, we're already giving citations to the vast majority of those people. But for something as simple as a person being somewhat suspicious, we give discretion to arrest that person.
Let's consider something that I think a lot of police officers might say, and I bet you've heard some of this already. You know, it's hard enough being a police officer, and we can't deal with all of the things that we already have to deal with. Now you're telling us that we will lose a certain degree of discretion, in fact, a lot of discretion, if I understand you correctly. How do you answer a police officer who says, my job's already hard enough?
The fact of the matter is, ultimately, as elected officials for the city, it's our responsibility to make sure we use our police resources in a way that's most effective. And right now, there oftentimes isn't very much guidance provided to police officers about when to give citations and tickets and when to make arrests. And so this would, I think, provide that clarity to police officers and to the public about what's going to end up happening. That if you are committing and caught committing a low-level nonviolent misdemeanor where most people, the vast majority of people, get a ticket or citation, you should expect that same level of equal treatment. Our criminal justice system overwhelmingly targets communities of color. Can we set up rules that treat people more equally and give more clear guidance to police? On the immigrants' rights front, can we ensure that all immigrants that might be questioned about their status know their right?
Do you see this as a way to offset SB4 somewhat? I mean, the Senate bill, as most people know, the Senate bill that basically did away with so-called sanctuary cities in Texas.
Part of what the Freedom City policy asks our police department to do is to say that if any police officer says, show me your papers, that their next line should be that you have a right to actually not answer this question. And if you don't show me your papers, you can't be arrested for it.
Do you see another showdown looming over so-called Freedom City policies?
If the governor or the legislature wants to pass laws telling cities that they are banned from telling their communities about their rights under the U.S. Constitution, then I welcome that debate and that argument.
Been talking with Austin City Councilman Greg Kassar. Thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Of course, appreciate it.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.